Scholastic Audio presents Some Kind of Courage by Dan Gemmenhart. Read by Andrew Iden. Chapter 1. October 1890. Old Mission, Washington. I reckoned it was the coldest, darkest hour of the night. That still hour just before dawn. Mama always called it the angels and devils hour, on account of how only angels or demons would have any work worth doing at a time like that. I didn't know if I was doing the Lord's work or the devil's, but I knew that it had to be done, and the time had sure enough come to do it. I've been lying too many sleepless hours in my sorry straw-stuffed bed, waiting for the old man to finally fall dead asleep. My plan had been burning all night in my mind like the last glowing embers in the fireplace, keeping my heart awake. Truth be told, my hands were a bit shaky as I finally crept, as quiet as could be, across the cabin's dirt floor toward where he lay snoring. And it weren't just the cold making him shake, neither. But my heart was as steady as a true horse, heading toward home. My leather bag was already thrown over my shoulder. I'd slipped it on without him seeing, before I'd curled up under my blanket. And my boots were still on my feet. He'd been too drunk to notice me not taking them off. All I needed was the money, and the gun, and then to hit the trail running. The money was piled on a shelf up on the wall by his bed. I licked my lips and crept closer, my feet finding a path in the barely lit darkness. I could see the barrel of the pistol gleaming in the dim red light of the coals on the crate beneath the shelf.